Good morning, beautiful people. It's another episode of Morning Reflections. I haven't recorded last week. I wasn't very inspired. In fact, I was very confused and fearful. If you don't know, I live in Minneapolis. I don't live in Minneapolis. I live in Minnesota. And there's a lot of riot going on in Minneapolis. It's very surreal. I feel like when I was watching the news, I was even wondering if it's a movie that I'm watching, but it is real life. There was so much destruction that happened downtown. Violence, burning, looting. I know last week I talked a lot about, you know, not a lot about racism, but just my feelings around it, my thoughts. Everybody always has an opinion, right? But I think what's happened after that incident is that a lot of people are feeling the sense of sadness. It's the aftermath. Even myself, you know, I feel a sense of sadness in the air, like what is happening in this world, and it makes you want to do more, and it makes you want to give more, and sometimes you just wonder, like, where do you start, right? Well, for me, it's been producing content on my website, producing content on, you know, my podcast, being creative, because I think there are so many different ways that we can contribute to the society. You know, I see on Instagram where there's a lot of beautiful pictures being posted. You know, some of them are posting nice pictures, some of them are posting pictures of protests. Some of them are posting pictures of, you know, some really moving images around the experiences that people are feeling. And they are able to capture that. And I thought it's a beautiful thing. For me, it's been trying to think about ways that I can help impact the people around me. I think it also helped, it really caused people to really think about life purpose. You know, I think a lot of people are feeling sad because of so much uncertainty that's happening. You know, obviously, we all know that we are going through COVID right now, and then plus, you know, the riot that's happening. I mean, it's not just in Minnesota, it's in a lot of different states. And it's a real thing. We see it, we watch it in the news. And sometimes I even wonder. Some people say, don't watch the news because it's very, it's not negative, but it's just sad to watch what's going on in the world. But there is this quote that I found that I thought was very interesting. And I want to share with you guys. It says, do what is healing to your spirit. And without effort, you will bring the world healing in return. So, I know that there is a lot of sadness that's happening due to the violence and the just unease that's happening around us. You know, everybody's kind of on edge because everybody's on high alert. And some people are fearful. And, you know, God made us all differently. And some people, when they are fearful and they're on high alert, they get stuck in that phase. You know, then they start getting depressed. And especially with COVID, you can't really just go to somebody and embrace them. it makes for an interesting time. And so I just wonder, how are you doing? Like, really doing. You know, sometimes it's kind of interesting when you go meet people, you see people. The first thing you say is, how are you? And the default answer is, I'm fine. Everything's good. But recently, it's very interesting when I do ask people, how are you? A lot of people are saying, hanging in there. Or trying to get through this. And there are some people who still say, I'm fine. You know, it doesn't affect them. Very interestingly, I think it's so interesting about people and their opinions and how some people impress that upon others in a very strong way. I recently come across this gentleman that I wouldn't say he was upset, but he was just questioning why people around him are wearing masks, right? And he's like, you know, saying all this scientific study and that people are being mindless. They're just doing what everybody else is doing. They don't think about it. And, you know, we are, you know, if we are all going to get it, we should have gotten it. Or, you know, if it's going to happen, it's inevitable. So wearing masks is not going to make a difference. And super, super passionate, or should I say spirited conversation. And it's just interesting to me because I, on the other hand, felt that I understand his standpoint, but at the same time, understand that you don't live in this world yourself. You live with a lot of people around you, and they also have opinions. But I don't think you need to impress your opinion upon others so much by being spirited. That's not going to start a understanding conversation because people get on the defense right away. But I think there's two kinds of people. And again, that's my opinion. Like I said, everybody has one. My opinion is that when you are having an opinion, be okay that other people have theirs too. And I don't think it's necessary to impress upon others how or what their opinion should be. But I think it's important to stay curious about what their opinion is, why they think a certain way. Because it's very interesting when you hear people's perception or opinion about something, you really get to enter their head and understand where their headspace is. Because it gets you to understand or get a little glimpse of who they are at as a person. But you know, the conversation didn't end bad. It just, you know, he realized he was fired up and he kind of apologized and he said, you know, there's nothing against you. It's just an opinion. It's just my thought. And that's great. But know that sometimes your opinion might affect others in a negative way. And this is a time where there's so much uncertainty and negativity that we don't really need a lot more of that. You know, we need more support. We need more energy. We need more care. And it almost seems like, you know, I think there's two sides of the coin there. There are some people who are very giving and they're reaching out. Like, for example, after all the looting, a lot of the businesses are burned down. So all the essential businesses can no longer provide the necessities for the homes that are downtown Minneapolis, where there is a greater need because of, people living there need help to begin with. Not in a bad way, but, you know, they need their supplies. And there is a whole bunch of people, random people, that went down with groceries, whatever. I mean, I was looking, there is like things from cereal boxes to laundry, detergent, soap. There is bread. You know, anything and everything you can think of, diapers that, you know, people could use over there. And that's when you really see humanity, right? It doesn't matter whether we are black or white, or we live in Minneapolis, or we live in Hanover. We are all suffering together, and we would come together and help one another. But really what I'm trying to say is that how can you be the light for others now and not be the Debbie Downers for others, you know? Because I think we need more support now and more help, listening ear for one another, but for positivity. Sharing opinions about what's going wrong is not going to bring about more joy, and it's not going to bring about more positivity. It's just dwelling in the situation that everybody is already feeling. You know, the sadness, the fear, the lack of security, you know, the lack of peace of mind. Like, those are all negative words that we don't need more of right now. We can see it. We can feel it. We know it's happening around us. But how can you be the light for other people right now? How can you be in your chair if you can't travel, or if you can't go anywhere, if you're stuck somewhere because you're in quarantine? If you don't have a car, if you don't have a job, like, what can you do to impact someone, just somebody? It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a friend. It doesn't have to be big. How about doing something for people you love? People that live in the same home, if that's where you're stuck. I think it's easy to take it out on others. I do that. And I think everybody is going into their little cocoon, you know, in terms of self-defense to block everything out. And I think that's, you know, that's understandable. We all do that once in a while to get recharged. I know I'm an introvert. I wouldn't say I'm a half and half, right? I think maybe I'm more of an introvert than I'm an extrovert. But, and I think that when I retreat into my space where there's quiet, I am able to put things in perspective and have a little bit more reflection. And I am putting my fear, my insecurity, my wondering what the future holds into action. Is it difficult to be motivated sometimes? Oh yeah. You know, the other days I'm like, what's all this for anyway? But I can't stop because that's my calling, you know? I believe in angels, and my angels send me messages through numbers. And I know it sounds cuckoo, but that's what I believe, through synchronicities. And I think this is a time, you know, for spiritual seekers to get to that level of what I call a spiritual awakening, you know, because when you go through suffering, all of a sudden you're awakened to the real world. And what you think is reality is not really reality. And then now you're faced with the real reality, and that shakes the core of your belief in this world. And that's where you get into this time of confusion and self-doubt and negativity. And, you know, some people dive into deep depression and they can't get out of it. Because when you are slowly sinking, it's like quicksand, you know, you can't get yourself out, and that's when you need help. And I think that if we can impact someone in a positive way by saying positive things, encouragement, I think that's a big thing. It's interesting because I was on Facebook in this group called Spiritual Awakening, and this particular person posted that she don't understand why nobody cares about her. And well, I guess you can look at it two ways, right? She's seeking attention, or she's really screaming for help, right? For love and for someone to pay attention to her. And I just sent her a quick note, you know, say, you know, I don't know you, but I do care about you. I just want you to know that that's someone that cares about you, because I've been there where, you know, like, I don't have a lot of friends. I mean, like, friends, you know, like, I'm not social, because I'm not social, but I don't go out a lot because of family. You know, when you're married and you have kids and you have responsibilities, you, and COVID, you don't get to go out a lot, but, and you do get to feel a little bit alone sometimes, and you need that. And sometimes you can get to the point of being a little bit desperate for a listening ear, I want to say, like an outlet to share. And that's why podcast is just amazing for me, because I can just say whatever I want and hope people get inspired by it, feel the same, at least feel like I'm relatable, and know that they are not the only person that's crazy in this world, because I am too. But I think it's important for us to think about ways to impact others. Just one small little way. And it can be as easy as our words when we meet others. I'm not saying let's block ourselves for what's really going on. But I'm saying we know what's going on. We know. We feel it. But how can we not dwell on it and move forward by being someone else's encouragement? You know, I have someone that actually sent me went to my website. If you don't know what my website is, it's www.herempoweredlife.com. And she actually sent me a comment to say it's a pretty website. And I was like, oh, that's so nice. So I sent her a message back with a little bit of encouragement. And I think that's little things that we can do. You don't have to leave the house. You can just say something nice to make someone's day. And I think that's what we need more now. So going back to that quote, do what is healing to your spirit, and without effort, you will bring world healing in return. So, do you know what's healing to your spirit? I know what's healing to my spirit is creating, putting my perspective in the world, because that is part of my healing. And I hope through my healing, you will find yours. And I just encourage you to think about it today. Like, what is healing to your spirit right now? You know, when it's hard to find something, could it be crafts? Could it be a cup of coffee? Could it be reading a book to be inspired? I think there's 1,000 ways nature brings healing. And I just encourage you to do that healing for yourself, and do the same for others by being that light for them, and be the one to make their day. To you, it might be insignificant, or you don't think it's going to amount to much, but to others, it's a big deal. It's a big, big deal. And you never know who you impact just by a little action that you take by being positive and by being the light. So ladies, I hope I kind of stir your thoughts a little bit. Maybe hopefully got you to thinking about how you can inspire others today by being kind and by saying nice things and by being the encouragement and by being their light. And I'm going to give you that project to make someone stay today. And I hope you guys stay amazing out there. And until our next morning reflection, you guys go inspire others. Bye now.